Okay, sorry. I'll explain in a minute. Let me go back to the script. This is the Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for July 24, 2023. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. And if you are unfamiliar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing a web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for priority traffic or to allow for stations to disconnect from the conference if they do not want to stick around for our net. I am Alpha Bravo 9, Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour UTC or GMT, whatever you like to call it, via Echolink node 9229, known as the TechLink conference. We would like to thank Michael, BE6UX, for making this conference available to us for our net. And I guess this is a good time to explain that sometimes the TechLink conference is linked to other conferences. In particular, the HAM conference is very often linked to TechNet. And there are other nets that occur on the HAM conference, like the SCARS conference, or the SCARS net, rather, that you heard for the first 15 minutes after the top of the hour here. And usually that's not a problem because those nets finish, and by the time Zero Zulu arrives, there's no net going on there. But I guess today SCARS ran a little long, and so we had a little taste of SCARS here for the beginning of the SDF ARC net. And a long time ago, Michael told me, he gave me the password, and he gave me the manual for the running the conference, but I have not had to use it, and it's kind of strange because as you're doing the net, you're probably not really ready to do keyboard stuff. So it usually worked out that we would have a net control operator who would run the net, and we would have a standby operator who would be ready to do sysop commands to kick out noisemakers, for example, or disconnect from other conferences. But we haven't had to do that for a long time, and so that has atrophied. Let me reset the timer. So I really need to dig out those instructions that Michael gave me a long time ago and be prepared for dealing with this kind of situation the next time it happens. But fortunately, we have VK2DY and VK3HJQ. They're usually around, and they can help out in this kind of situation. And I guess John just, I guess he was distracted, but Robert was there, and he disconnected us from the HAM just in time so that we can start our net here. So, let me check the dashboard here. I do see some new call signs, so that means I'm going to explain a little bit more than I usually do. This net meets every... Well, I said that already. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, you give your call sign, and you wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. And our net is open to all licensed radio amateurs. You don't have to be a member of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. And the way we do check-ins here, I'm using the PC, Windows app for Echolink. So I have a dashboard here that shows all the stations that are connected to the conference. And I will run down the list of them right now, in fact. PY2BIL, KC1TCA, KQ4HQZ, and KD9NDJ. And I do not see the HAM conference linked with us anymore, or any other conference for that matter. So that means that that's pretty much everybody who's possible to check in at the moment here. So you don't really need to do anything at this point because I've got you on my list. And I will call on you in turn. Although, actually, that KQ4HQZ, just jotting that down before I forget it. Okay, so, let's see, first my script here. Yeah, if this had been a situation where I could not tell, you know, sometimes Echolink will blank out the dashboard here, and I won't see who is connected. And I just see that N6TW has joined us here, so I've added that station to my list. And in which case, in a situation like that, starting from a blank slate, I would ask for check-ins. And again, you would give your call sign. But some nets, the way they do it, you give your call sign, and nobody else can check in until the net control acknowledges that call sign. But that's not the way we do it here. We can kind of buffer them up. I can hear two or three or four call signs and add them to my list. Although it's been a long time since we had four in a row like that. Anyway, I'm jabbering here. Where am I in the script here? Right. This is about the time where I say we like to have a question of the net, a question of the week to kickstart our discussions. And frankly, I'm kind of tuckered out today. It's 90-something degrees here. That's 30-something degrees for you Celsius folks. And, timed out, darn it. So, anyway, I do not have a topic this week, so this is going to be another anything that's on your mind, if it has to do with ham radio or even tangentially connected with ham radio. We like to talk, right? So, let's see, Joyce. I see the ham conference has joined us again. So, all right, I need to back up and repeat a little bit of what I just said. If you would like to, this is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for July 24th, 2023. And that's Sierra Delta Foxtrot. It stands for Super Dimension Fortress. It's some kind of anime thing. If you're not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system. And I don't know, maybe you knew about them back in the day, back in the 80s and 90s. They were a big thing back then, but then they kind of melted away after everybody got AOL and after everybody got cable modems and DSL and didn't need a PAUS to get on the internet. So where am I going here? Blah, 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 blah. So all you guys out there on the ham conference hearing us for the first time, the way we do this is you give your call sign and you wait for acknowledgement from the net control, and and we can take more than one call sign in a go, so you don't, you know, if you hear somebody else get in before you, you don't have to wait for the net control before you can add yours, your call sign on the coattails. All right, I think I've explained everything. If I haven't, beat me up about it later. All right, so let's pause now to see if anyone from the ham conference wants to check into our little net here.
VK2DY.
Okay, well, all I heard out of that was VK2DY. Thank you, Robert, for helping us with the ScarsNet thing there. So I've added you to the list, and I guess it's time to start going down the list and giving everybody a chance to talk. We do not have a topic this week, so it's another one of those open mic things where anything that's on your mind is fair game. So the first call sign on my list is PY2BIL.
Hey everyone, this is PY2BIL, Guillermo out of São Paulo in Brazil. So open mic. Well, yeah, I was doing some further configuration in my shack here. Brought my DMR to latest version, my DSTAR to latest version. Was getting some nets, not nets, but conferences, reflectors and conferences aligned for both radios there. So I was actually doing some radio over the week. So that's nice to be back and talking to friends. So that was cool. And for tonight, I connected actually to the talk group in DMR to see if that works, but it's not. So the talk group 31650. Right, so I keyed that up and have it up and running right now, but getting no audio. So maybe if Matthew is around, then maybe he can tell us, or maybe he did that already in the past on one of the nets that I missed. Anyways, so that was just a report on that one. Otherwise, no big news on this from this part of the world. So back to you, Wayne. This is PY2BAO.
Okay, thank you, Guillermo. A question. Is there some authoritative place where you can query to see if 31650 is still assigned to the SEFARC, or has it, is it officially marked dormant, or has it been assigned to somebody else?
I'm not sure, Wayne, how that works in North America, right? Not sure if it needs to be assigned officially. Right, so the, actually you can use in principle any talk group that you want to, right, within your region, and use it, right. So I don't even know what the benefits would be to have it. I guess it's sort of you get a fixed talk group and nobody can hijack that, I guess. But yeah, sorry, I'm not. I don't know the details for North America in this case. So again, maybe Matthew, but no. But yeah, maybe on brandmeister.network there is a wiki where you usually can look this up. So let me do that while the net progresses and I give a report later. Back to you, Net Control. This is PY2BA.
Okay, thank you, Guillermo. Yeah, I appreciate that effort. Thank you. Okay, let's see. Next on my list is KD9NDJ.
AB9FJ and the group. This is Ken. I'm KD9NDJ. I'm in Rantoul, Illinois. And I've been on that SCARS net quite a bit, actually. I started out my Echolink exploration hunting around for one of the most populous nets there is. It happens twice weekly on Saturday and Sunday nights. And I went there every week for quite a while until I discovered this net and SDF, and I sort of drifted aside. My SDF username, by the way, is KDB, Kilo Delta Bravo. Anyway, it's a great net, and I'm curious about the conferences. Like Guillermo, I am also running DMR at the moment, and I'm not hearing anything on this talk group. And I'm also on Brandmeister, and I'm not seeing that there is a specific allocation for this talk group. I don't think that exists in DMR, maybe, but I don't think so. There are other flavors of DMR besides Brandmeister, though, that's for sure. And what I don't know about anything concerning ham radio could fill a good-sized book. But anyway, with that, I'm back to you, Wayne.
Okay, thank you, Ken. Well, yeah, I've totally avoided DMR, so I wouldn't say absolutely nothing. I know as little as I can get by with. Unfortunately, it's impossible to be completely ignorant of it if you pay any attention to ham radio. So anyway, I see that Guillermo has posted something in the chat here, and I guess that 31650 is still listed as the talk group on the Brandmeister website. So it's still out there. It's just inactive. Well, next on my list here is KC1TCA.
Good evening, Wayne. This is Rich, KC1TCA. My SDF username is Wretched Fox. I'm just checking in. This is the first time I've made contact with anybody anybody aside from the SCARS net that I just interrupted using ham radio. I'm a new, I have a new technician's license that I just had for a couple weeks. And I tried to contact you guys 2 weeks ago, and I was starting to get the hang of it, and then my dog came in and just started barking, and so I had to disconnect suddenly and try to go hide. But that's it. Back to you, Wayne.
Okay, well, congratulations on getting licensed, and welcome to our little net here. And could I get you to give your call, your SDF username a little slower there? It sounded like something Fox, F-O-X. What was the something before F-O-X?
Sorry about that. It's wretched, as in like that wretched fox that keeps lurking in the backyard. I had a friend that kept who was from Australia, and he always just called me wretched, and it stuck. So, sorry, back to you. I'm still getting the hang of this. Pat this off.
Okay, is that like wretched fox, R-E-T-C-H-E-D-F-O-X?
Sorry, no, it's W-R-E-T-C-H-E-D-F-O-X.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. So W-R-5?
W-R-E-T-C-H-E-D-F-O-X.
Okay, I got it. I just needed a W in front of what I had copied before. So, there we go. All right, now I gotcha. All right, thank you. Sorry for all the stumbling there. And as I said, welcome to our little net. We do this every, it's Monday, 0 hour GMT, which I'm in the central time zone. So here in daylight saving time, that's 7 p.m. on Sunday. When we go back to standard time, it'll be 6 p.m. central time on Sunday. So, next on my list, another new call sign is KQ4HQZ. Okay, Roger, I guess he's in and out there. We'll call back later. Actually, he kind of left the conference here, so we'll watch for him. But anyway, let me acknowledge that I see VK3HJQ has joined us. But let me go back to Roger there, VQ4HQZ. Silly me, that was Kilo Quebec 4.
Go ahead, Wayne. Sorry.
Okay, well, it's your turn to tell us who you are, where you are, if you have an SDF username, and if you have any comments for the net.
KQ4HQZ, Roger. Can you hear me, Wayne?
Yes, I hear you. Go ahead.
Trying to get used to it, but first time on Echolink, and I was given the website by some guys in my ham club. And this is the actual first contact that I've made on the Echolink. And ham radio is all new to me.
Okay, well, that's all good. Congratulations on joining our hobby and finding our little net here. We like to know, well, we know that your handle is Roger, and you're somewhere in the southeastern part of the country, I presume, based on your call sign. And I'm guessing that you probably don't have an SDF username. So, if you have anything to add before we go on to the next check-in, please say now.
I'm out of Dixon Springs, Tennessee, and I don't have another call number.
Okay. Well, if you were here when I opened the net, I mentioned that this net is of the SDF Amateur Radio Club, and SDF is a public access Unix system. You can get a free account there, and you can do all kinds of cool stuff with it. And to find out more, take your web browser to sdf.org, and that's Sierra Delta Foxtrot in phonetic alphabet, sdf.org. So welcome to the hobby and to our little net here. Let's see, moving along, the next call sign is N6TW.
Oh, there we go. Good evening, Wayne. This is N6TW Noah in Livermore. SDF username NPE. So my ham radio topic for this week is that I've been working on making a couple of QRP common mode chokes or one-to-one balloons. And so the question I'd like to ask the net is, what sort of losses do they look for in the gain when they put it through a VNA? So I'd love to hear people's inputs there. N6TW, over.
Okay. First of all, I've never heard it pronounced that way, balloon. Everybody I've heard calls it a ballon, accent on the first syllable. So I think you're talking about like insertion loss, and I have no idea. I don't think it's very significant, though, especially on the HF frequencies. So maybe someone else has something more informative to comment about that. So I'll pause now if someone wants to jump in and comment. Okay, well, nobody else has jumped in to answer your question there. So let me just ask you, what frequency are you thinking about?
Good evening, Wayne. This is N6TW. I'm looking at doing basically the most of the HF bands if I can. So right now I've got it tuned on the VNA from 3 megahertz to 30. And so that's what I'm aiming for. I don't think I've wound it particularly well. And so, but the SWR and the gain are both relatively low, but I don't actually think it's choking much. And so I'm really curious as to, and that's why I'm curious, because I want to see what people are up to and what they consider reasonable parameters. N6TW, over.
Okay, well, when it comes to a homebrew device, there are gremlins that can sneak in. So off the top of my head, I just know that people use common mode chokes all the time, and it does not seem to be a concern regarding insertion loss, especially on the HF bands there. So unless you think there's something possibly wrong with the way you constructed the device, and you can try to track that down with your instrumentation there, I don't think it's really a big worry, but I could be wrong.
N6TW? Wayne, I think when you're measuring a balun using a VNA, you look at the S21 parameter, and you use that, the absolute value of that as the gain for the balun, or the common mode choke. And at least from what I've seen on the internet, you're looking at for roughly negative 30 dB over the frequencies you care about. But I want to hear what other people have done to see if they've had any luck and what they consider to be acceptable. N6TW, over.
Okay, well, I'll open the floor then to anyone who wants to jump in and comment.
Yeah, for case rates, JQ. Well, I'm not quite sure you're talking about gain, because it doesn't have any gain. Minus 30 dB is the attenuation. So I'm not quite sure what S21 is. I have a VNA. I'm just trying to look it up. What is insertion loss is a different thing. So insertion loss can be half, 1, 2 dB. I'm just roughly looking on the internet for specs. Some people are even quoting 0.1 dB insertion loss on some of them, depending on 1 to 30 meg. I just found one that says 0.1 dB loss. So minus 30 dB is, you're talking about the rejection on a particular frequency. I'm not quite sure where you're getting this minus 30 from, over.
N6TW. So on a nano VNA or just a regular vector network analyzer, you use S parameters to measure basically what goes in one end and out the other. And so the insertion loss and the VSWR, they come on S11, that S parameter. And then what comes out the other end is the S21 parameter. And so they're both typically real and imaginary for the impedance. And so what you can do typically is you treat the absolute value of the S21, so the output parameter, as the as either the gain or attenuation. And so typically it's called the gain in the S parameter lingo. But yes, you're right, it's attenuation. And so you want, and so this is, again, this is according to internet folklore. I don't know enough because I'm just getting into this. But the folklore is that you want 30 dB of attenuation on your output. But I'd love to hear from people with more experience. N6TW, over.
Well, it sounds to me you know more about it than anybody else here. I've got no idea. I'm just trying to, last time I used my VNA was ages ago. I'm just trying to bring up the specs of them here on the internet, but I just can't find it quickly. So, yeah, have a hunt around the internet. That's all I can suggest, because to be honest with you, I can't remember the specs on mine. I haven't used it for so long. So anyway, answer your question. I don't know. Back to you. Hope there goes me buzzer. I've got to go. Back out to HJQ.
Okay, yeah. No, I think you're getting down into the weeds that not everybody has ventured into. I know that I haven't, and I guess no one else in the net here has. So probably your best bet is to search on the internet, or maybe send some email to the tech people at the league headquarters. Ask a question, and maybe it'll show up in QST in an upcoming issue.
Thank you very much, Wayne. Actually, that I think that's a very good idea. I think it would be fun to ask potentially for either on the air to have an on the air article about a nano VNA. So I think I will do that. N6TW over.
Okay. Well, good luck, and I hope you find the answer to your question. So let's see, we have, two more call signs here, VK2DY and VK3HJQ. So let's start with VK2DY.
Good morning. This is Robert, VK2DY. I'm just getting my coffee right now. I really need it this morning. Wow, I'm tired. Anyway, in northwestern Sydney, about 15 degrees Celsius, actually. It was warmer than I thought it was when I reported. And sunny at the moment. Sorry about TechLink. Normally what happens is we connect to TechLink on Saturday mornings and then we disconnect TechLink. And apparently it's been connected since Saturday morning and nobody's noticed. So it is what it is, I guess, and I do apologize for that. You didn't need to hear the Scars net, I guess. Anyway, other than that, it's... what am I thinking about here? Oh, let me reset for a second. So I'm not really a big DMR user. I mean, all of our nets, all of our repeaters here in Australia are on DMR Plus, on VK DMR. So that's the only version of DMR I actually use. I think I've been on Brandmeister maybe a year or two ago, but I haven't really been on Brandmeister at all, and I'm not sure that my login still works there because they have a bunch of extra passwords that I don't care about or understand. So I'm not a big DMR user. I find DSTAR to be a much more usable system than DMR. There's a lot more nets that are not local. There's a lot more stuff going on DSTAR, so I'm a big DSTAR user, I guess. That would be where I am. But other than that, I'm sort of out of topics at the moment. VK2DY, back to now.
Okay, well, thank you, Robert, and I agree with you. I was an early adopter of DSTAR. I'm not super active on it, but I do believe that it has the advantage of being a mode developed by hams for hams instead of being a mode developed by police and fire departments for police and fire departments and only kind of hacked into use by hams. So, enough said there without getting into a religious war. So next is VK. 3HJQ.
Yeah, thanks, Wayne, from VK3HJQ. Yeah, no, I connected TechLink up the other day. I was waiting for Reg to pop up. I've just been connecting nets with TechLink connectors. There's usually nobody here, but I forgot about the SDF net. Probably that's why Wayne or somebody needs to have size up admin control so they can disconnect ham or more to the point, yell out, I suppose, and one of us could have disconnected it. But yeah, that was me. Hanging around in case Reg popped up. And for those interested, Reg is actually back. He did pop up on the net on Saturday. He's apparently lost his laptop and his scooter. What do you call it? The plane, you know, the carrier lost it. So he came in through RF, through his local repeater, was connected up to TechLink. So he managed to get in there on Saturday and say good day. So he's all back and safe in Australia, which is good. Also going to comment on... Oh, Robert, episode 7 was just garbage. Start off with this cartoon anime thing, and I fast-forward to see whether I was actually watching the right thing. I thought, oh, yeah. But then I went back to the start and watched it again, and I, you know, You know how I don't like stupid. Well, that was really stupid. Silliest show I've ever seen. I'll be watching that one again. Anyway, there you go. You were talking about Star Trek: Strange New World for people that aren't on the page of what we're on about. What else? Anyway, I just about to head off for a drive up to Beechworth because it's a nice sunny day, and head back down through Wangaratta and fill in the day checking out. What's the check out up there? I don't know. Anyway, we'll go for a drive. So 7-3, thanks Wayne for the net, Vic Outrage, JQ.
Okay, well thank you, John. So, let's see, I think I have called upon everyone on my list here. So, if there's anyone who has something to add to what they said before, please come now.
PY2BIL.
Go ahead, Guillermo.
Yeah, hi, this is PY2BIL. First, I wanted to make a brief comment about Noah's N6TW's comment there, or questions. You have been talking about chokes and balance, right? Those are two different devices, right? Balance is basically a transformer, right? And the name comes from there. Unbalanced, balanced, right? So usually you use a balance to attach a coaxial feed line to a dipole, right? So the dipole itself is balanced, and the coaxial cable is unbalanced, right? So that's a transformer, right? And then on that same coaxial cable feed line, you can attach, and you probably would like to, a choke, right? RF choke just inhibits that that RF goes back into your feed line, where your feed line acts as part of the antenna, right, and goes back into your transceiver, right? So if you're looking that up in the internet or asking questions, use the right wording. That's just something I would consider doing, right? Otherwise you may confuse people there, right, and not getting the right answer. And then to Robert, VK2DY, I guess DMR or D-Star, whatever, I use both, right, Brandmaster and D-Star. And yes, they both have their own complexity, but it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, you talk where your friends are, right, and what's more popular in Australia, if it's D-Star, well, you'll get on D-Star. Here in Brazil, it's DMR, for instance, right, it's a lot more popular than D-Star, even though D-Star was the first one around here, and there is a little group of people that are on it, and I have friends of both. So yeah, talk where your friends are. So back to Unet Control, AV9FJ, this is PY2BA.
Okay, y'all, thank you, Guillermo. Yes, on both of those things there, the choke versus balance, two different things, really. It's just that they're often kind of mixed together. And about you go where your friends are. So, I don't have that many friends who are on DMR, so I have not been motivated to go there. So, let's see, we're about 54 minutes after the hour here. This is longer than we usually go. I don't want to hurry things up, but just to let you know, we're down to about the last 6 minutes or so of our slot here. So, do we have any other additional comments or new check-ins?
N6PW? To answer Guillermo's question, I think that, I was being unclear. This is a one-to-one balun, which is effectively a common mode choke in this case. And so, yeah, what I'm trying to do is I've got a compromised antenna on my QRP rig, and I'm trying to eliminate all of the common mode using this balun. And so, it is a bit unclear when I say it like that. I should have said that it's a one-to-one. N6TW, over.
Okay. Well, thank you for that, Noah. Let's see if Guillermo wants to reply to that.
Yeah, this is PY2BAL. Yeah, I just wrote something in the chat. So, yeah, no, fair enough, Noah. You're building the right thing for what you're needing there, right? The one-to-one RF choke. And that's what you need, I guess. Yeah, sounds good. Then they look similar, right? Different windings, but usually you have a ferrite core there and some wires winded on it. So yeah, that's why people get confused many times. But no, it looks like you know what you're doing there. So back to Unit Control. This is PY2BA.
Okay, thank you, Noah and Guillermo. Do we have any more additional comments?
DJ here with a recheck.
Go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, I was going to say that Guillermo pretty much bashed the nail on the crumpet, hit the nail on the head with the comment about the difference between a balance and a choke. And I wanted to say that I've had some experience winding coils, and there's definitely an art to that. The key to it is to keep the insulation on the wire from getting nicked in any way at any place in the coil. Keep the coil clean, and it takes a lot of patience. Hard lesson for me to learn, but I've succeeded a couple of times in building transceivers and winding coils. Anyway, so that covers it, I would say. But good luck to everybody. And this is KD9NDJ, 73.
Okay, thank you, Ken. I see a new call sign has popped up on my dashboard here, Victor Alpha 3. Is that Romeo, where's my magnifier here? Romeo Kilo Lima. That's a new call sign to me. I'm not sure if you know why you're here. Maybe you just stumbled upon us by accident. But this is the Sierra Delta Foxtrot Amateur Radio Club, SDFARC. And did you come here to check into our net here? We're almost finished here. So I'm going to see if VA3RKL is interested in checking into our net.
Yes, this is Victor Alpha 3, Romeo Kilo Lima Rick. I stumbled upon your net by accident. I picked it up from a Toronto repeater on RF, and then I couldn't identify where it was, and I checked the TAC link, which is an echo link mode. And I found you. So that's why I'm coming in here. Over.
Okay, cool. Unfortunately, we're just about out of time here. We do this every Monday at 0 GMT or UTC. So I'm going to put you down as a check-in here. And I think you're what part of Canada are you in?
Yes, Victor Alpha 3, Romeo Kilo Lima. I am in Waterdown, Ontario, which is between Toronto and Hamilton, Ontario. So the Golden Horseshoe, it's sometimes called.
Okay, cool. And are you familiar with the SDF Public Access Unix System?
No, I am not. Over.
Okay, so let me leave you with the message that you can take your web browser to SDF, that's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, .org to learn more about SDF. And we have so many hams who are users of the SDF system that we decided to have our own ham club. And if you have a ham club, well, you've got to have a net, right? So all of our members, though, are spread out all over the world, so a single net on a single repeater, you know, would not be sufficient. So we have our weekly net on Echolink so that people all over the world can check in. So that's we do this every week. It's Sunday evening here in North America, but back in GMT, it's midnight on Monday. So we're going to wrap it up real soon here, but come back again next week, about an hour earlier, and you'll be just in time.
Yeah, Victor Alpha 3, Romeo Kilo Lima. Thank you very much for the information. And I'll be sure to note that and talk to you next week. Over.
Okay, and for everyone's benefit here, I don't think we've ever mentioned it before over the net here, but we have a mailing list, and you can subscribe to the mailing list. So there's another website that you can visit, and that's sdfarc.org, and you can find out there about how to subscribe to our mailing list. And there's not a whole lot of traffic on it. There's usually only one or two messages a week. Typically, there's a summary of the Sunday night net, how many people checked in, what we talked about, and so on. But we also have recordings of the net that you can listen to at archives.anonradio.net. Let me put that in the chat real quick here. Give me a moment. Okay, so you can go to that website, and you might have to scroll around a little bit to find us, but we're in there under SDFARC or SDF Amateur Radio Club or something like that, and pretty much all of our nets have been recorded. Now, the recordings that you see on there we've had some issues about that, and I've been trying to straighten that out. But I think probably the one that's on there for today's net ended 3 minutes ago when we hit the, 0100 UTC. In fact, I'm hearing the next show on non-radio, so I'm going to turn the volume down there. But any other of the, hams who are checking in here, if you miss a net and you wondered what did they talk about last week or whatever, well, you can go to the archive and dig it out and listen. So, let's see. I see some Guillermo needs to drop. Okay, thank you, Guillermo. All right, so let me pass it back to Rick there if he has any questions or comments before we close the net.
No, thank you for the information, and I'll have a look at those web links to learn about the net, and look forward to listening to it again next Sunday. 73s, over.
Yeah, likewise, 73 to you too, Rick. Welcome to our net here. All right, so we had kind of a weird net today. We were delayed about 15 minutes, and then we ran over the usual one-hour mark. So this is kind of one for the records, I guess. So let me have one last call for comments before I wrap up the net.
COUA, anybody here?
I did not copy the call sign. Would you say it slowly and phonetically, please?
Victor, Echo, please. Oscar, Uniform, Alpha, Rudy, in Toronto, Canada.
Okay, I copied Victor Echo 3, Oscar Uniform Alpha, and I think you said your handle was Rudy Romeo Uniform Delta Yankee, something like that?
Go ahead, sir. That is correct. That is correct.
Okay, well, we're just about to wrap up our net here, so I'll put you down as a check-in, but what you should do is come back again 167 hours from now when we do this next Sunday evening at 0 hours GMT. So thank you for checking in with us. And in the meantime, you can go to our website, sdfarc.org, or the parent website, sdf.org. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot. It stands for Super Dimension Fortress. It's some kind of Japanese movie, TV show thing there. It's a public access Unix system, and you can get yourself a free account and do all kinds of cool stuff with it. And we have so many hams who are members of the SDS community that we decided to have our own ham club and our own little weekly net. So that's what we're doing here. We've kind of run out this week's net, but we'll do it again next Sunday night.
Well, thank you very much for all of us seeing you. I'm sorry that I didn't get your name, but you got mine. It's Rudy. You got it right, sir. All the best to you and good night for Bayez. I think I'll go sleep before the steam comes like crazy in Toronto. Take care, my friend. All the best.
Okay, well, yes, my name is Wayne, Whiskey Alpha Yankee November Echo. I'm Alpha Bravo 9, Foxtrot Juliet. I'm the net control this week. Sometimes we have other net controls, but lately I'm the only one. So I think it's time for me to wrap this up. This is, where am I here? I got to scroll my script down to the right part here. So. This concludes this week's SDS Amateur Radio Club net at, call it 0108 Zulu. If you would like to continue the conversation, well, we think we still have a DMR talk group 31650, so you're welcome to give that a try. Otherwise, you can get on SDF, go into COM, and select the Anon Radio room. And some of us are in there, and we can continue talking about ham stuff. So, at that point, I will say, this is Net Control Station AB9FJ saying 73.